just like animals, animals like animals move. And maybe you think that you can hide, I can smell your scent for miles. Just like animals, animals like animals move. Baby, I'm tired. So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're animals.
Come on, come here, my dear. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the TV Garden here in Boston, Massachusetts. You heard the crowd out there. It's raucous. It's rolling. We are tearing this place down. This is RAWF Unyielding pay-per-view. Big, huge matchups tonight here in the Garden, including two main event battle royals, which will decide who fights for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship at Immortal, the vacant RAWF Heavyweight Championship. So let's talk about those two battle royals real quick, because they are huge. One of them, the people were picked by my lovely wife, Shell Kneebreaker. I forget what team. It's not even really a team, but, you know, she picked, we drew names. And here's the people in her battle royal representing her for the chance to go Immortal for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is Judgment, King Outlaw, Mithras the Title Machine, Crushing Kelly, The Razor, Susie the Elf, Griffith Davian, and Gord Sin. Those eight will be competing with each other in a eight-man battle royal. Winner will go on to Immortal to face the winner of my battle royal, or as it has so been dubbed, Team Aquanet. You've got Hollywood Rick Brutal, Tank Girl, Terrell the Truth Johnson, Miss Bubbles, or Hellcat Anarchist, Mrs. Hellcat Anarchist. Destiny of Death, Ricky Hot Rock, Draven Blackbird, and Nasty Norman. So those matches have been, those battle worlds have been created, and you know what? Since I'm here, since I'm going to do it, I'm going to go ahead and hit the button on both of them, because they've all both been loaded up and are ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and hit the button on them. So just bear with me while I do that. Going to Shell's Battle World. Team Shell Shocked. That's what it is. Team Shell Shocked. So I'm going to go ahead and go and hit the button on that one. Make sure all the correct participants. Outlaw, Mithras, Kelly, Razor, Susie, Griffith Davian, and Gordson. All right. Hitting the button on the Shell Shocked tournament. It is underway. So if you're in that one, let's take a look at the matchups here real quick. You got King Outlaw taking on the Razor. You got Mithras taking on Crushing Kelly. You got Gordon taking on Susie the Elf. And you got Judgment taking on Griffith. So those are who are locking up in that battle royal right now. Now let me go to the other battle royal and get it started here real quick. And that's, of course, my battle royal, Team Aquanet, if you will. Let me make sure participants in this one are correct. Hollywood, Tank Girl, Terrell, Bubbles, that one as well. Get the little swirly little W there. So the maps, Girl take. Even Nasty Norman going after Miss Bubbles. You got Hollywood and Truth. Oh, that's a huge one. Those two going after each other right off the bat. And then the last and final one is Ricky Hot Rod taking on Destiny of Death. So, wow. These are going to be two awesome, awesome battle royals. Can't wait to see what happens in both of them. Also, folks, probably the best match on the card, though, is the Platinum Dragon Championship. You got Count Zraithnok defending against John Taylor. And as I said in the scene, there's so many damn stips in this, and stips and side bets and wagers going on in this one, it's impossible to keep track of. I may have to have Count on here to remind me of all of them. And I do believe he will be around here shortly. National Championship match. The Razor is going to defend against Dire Pain. Psycho Girl will defend her Estrogen Championship against It's Angel Bitch. FUBAR City Championship, Destiny of Death, defending against Furious Pimpin. Midnight Hobo Championship, Mithras defending against Big Daddy Demented. Yeah, that's me, yeah. Triple Crown Championship, Drifty defending against Bestige and held. Multimedia Championship, Aria Blackbird defending against Big Bowden. Championships, Double Trouble, the team of Mega Leopardus and Macho King Rick Nelson will defend against the Furious Siblings, the team of John Taylor and Crushing Kelly. Parking Lot Brawl, Hollywood Brick Brutal taking on Anton Dare. I've already thrown a few weapons at him. That match has been underway. They're going out. They're going at it fast and furious in the parking lot right as we speak. Of course, there's the Amadeus Style Challenge match between me and Ozzy B-Man. If B-Man wins, the song Amadeus Style will not be played on any station at any time unless Ozzy B-Man changes his mind and it's some future date. If I win, not only do I get to have Amadeus Style played on any show that B-Man does, B-Man will officially retire from active competition in Wrestler Unstoppable. Featured match, Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere taking on the Hellcat Anarchist Mrs. Bubbles. You got the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. The loser has to sell Girl Scout cookies in the REWF commissary for a week. It is Judgment taking on Crushing Kelly. Fubar City Street Fight, Tank Girl taking on Nikolai Crypt, the Russian dude, that guy who's out there in the chat making noise. And we got a whole, and then a whole slew of undercard matches. Realm versus Mr. 187, Sibele Ophis versus Gorgeous Gretchen, Meat Grinder versus Macho King Rick Nelson, Furious Pimpin versus Susie the Elf, Tad Beagle Wolf Dennis versus Money Sue, Shell Kneebreaker versus Taylor Divine, The Butcher Bruno Carnage taking on Draven Blackbird, Nasty Norman versus Brian Styles, B666 versus Rattlesnake Ron, and a whole, including one, Queen Steffers taking on my sister-in-law, the Silver Cougar. Mithras taking on Scottish Anarchist. Frozen Rage, Terrell the Truth Johnson. Mega Leopardus versus Lucifer. Mr. Now Now versus Ricky Hot Rock. King Outlaw versus Percy the Muscle. Sin Demented. A very vocal Sin Demented in the scene. Taking on Dark Evil Angel Page. And there's just a ton, and all this and more. Woo, that's a big ass card. I'm gonna tell you what. If that don't do it for you, wait till you see Mortal, ladies and gentlemen. Our big pay per view coming up in about a month. I haven't set the date and time just yet. I will very shortly. You'll have it by next week. I prompt tonight. If you don't want to figure it out here on, or I might just do that. I haven't decided yet. All right, with that being said, folks, I got a couple callers waiting here. I got one caller waiting on Aaron Holmes. My bad. One caller. Listen, hold it. Here she comes. And she always. Dancing her way into Boston here in the TD Garden.
Oh, nice setup.
Yes. Member of my harem and one of the people in my battle royal for shot at the World Heavyweight Championship and also in the Fubar City Street Fight against Mr. Nikolai Crypt. It is the one and only Tank Girl joining us now here. Tank,
well, good.
How's it? Having a good time in Boston so far?
Oh, yeah, man. It's pretty good. Whiskey's great. Weed's real good here. And yeah, some pretty hot fucking ladies around here too. Can I bring some home?
Well, that ain't up to me. You can do what you want.
I'll send Shell a text.
I'm not against it. Let me put you that way. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Never mind.
As long as they can dance. Oh. You know the requirements. I stated those pretty loud.
They gotta dance and they gotta wear the cute little outfits we make them wear. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
No big deal. No biggie.
But Tank, let's talk about, first of all, talk about your match with Mr. Crypt, the Russian, whatever he is. He's been making some noise in the scene. He's been making some noise in the chat. He's been talking about Putin, talking about his Putin, and talking about, you know, trying to, I'm not gonna well, say it. You know how it works.
I'm telling you. He said he mentions Putin in our match. Seriously, buddy, I'm gonna be choking you on some poutine. Okay, poutine. Yeah, I bet you mine's better than yours. So yeah, don't worry, man. I got this one.
All right, but let's talk about the Battle Royal then, because you have a chance to be the first female to be the 2-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Unfortunately, you won't be the first person that did go to Canadian Enforcer, but mm-hmm. you have a chance. You got some tough people standing in your way, including starting, I believe, with Draven Blackbird, who you've already locked up with the Battle Royal.
Oh yeah.
So
he's no slouch, but everybody's beatable, boss. And I have been doing pretty good in the way of tag team match, not tag team, tourney matches lately. Just won like 3 tourneys in a row. So we'll see. We'll see how
it goes. All right. Now, we haven't really talked about this much, but there is some potential matchups here. Let's say you do win the Battle Royal. All right, let's just pretend that it's a given. You won it. It's yours.
Okay,
you're
going to
face
yeah.
off at Immortal for the World Heavyweight Championship. On the other side, you're going to be facing possibly Judgment, King Outlaw, Mithras, your daughter Crushing Kelly, The Razor, Susie the Elf, Griffith Davian, or Gord Sin. Your thoughts on who you would prefer to, anyone you'd prefer to fight? Or is there anybody in that group that you'd be worried about?
Oh, like I said, man, everybody's beatable, and everybody has their good days, and everybody has their bad days. So honestly, I'm just looking at every person that I have to take on in the Battle Royal as just an opponent. And same thing also goes for who, if I win the whole thing and it's mine, honestly, I don't care who I take on. I don't. I'm going to beat them.
All right. So you're giving me the safe answer. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. You're going to play it safe at this point. That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. But, so, let's see here. By the way, folks, if anyone wants to call in and trash talk about their match, talk about their match, feel free to do so. You know the deal. I'm going to go ahead and let Tank do her job. Go ahead, Tank. Tell
All
us
right.
who's out there and give them the number.
Welcome. All right. Welcome to Unyielding. In the chat, we have Count Zvaithnok, Hollywood, Rick Brutal, my awesome family, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, Crushing Kelly Kent, and Leia Dreamwolf Grappler. We've also got me, of course. We have my opponent, the big-ass Russian bear who thinks he's Putin. He's going to be eating some poutine when he's done. And who's that fucking girl? Now, people, if you want to come and get on here live and sit at the cool kids table, you can use your anytime cell phone minutes or a North American plan. And you can dial 646-478-0073. Or if you're a cheap-ass fucker, you can hit the handy-dandy blue Skype button. And that'll get you in the queue.
All right. Thank you, Tank. You know, it's a little slow. I've already gotten all the matches are made except for one. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait on that one. That's the big one between Count Zvaithnok and John Taylor for the Platinum Dragon Champ. I haven't quite hit the button on that one yet because I kind of need to remember all the freaking steps. It's a TLC match. That much I know. So I'm guessing that means no bot, no defense. Unless I'm mistaken, no bot, no defense. And they have to use a table, letter, or chair before every move set. So, unless I'm wrong on that, they're both out there in the chat. Unless I'm wrong on that, that's what I'm going to go with. And I will hit the button on that match here very soon, unless I get a correction from either of them. Okay, so Naylor says that, John says that to him. I will double. Oh, and then Count says it's wrong. Okay, so which one is it? Okay, Count is going to be, our Platinum Dragon Champion is going to call in and correct me, I guess. So, well, speak of the devil, or the Count, It is the Platinum Dragon Champion, Kenneth Raythnock, and I don't have your music queued up. I don't know where. Is it on here? Do you have music on here somewhere? I need to.
I do. I'm a host. But don't worry about it. I dispense with the music tonight.
Okay.
The stipulations go as follow. No defense, but bots are allowed for fan support and fatigue boosts. 0-0 confirmed.
But nope. Okay.
But no defenses. But bots are allowed
for
fan support and fatigue boosts. Also,
so let me write this. So
300%
health. Let me type this down. Okay, 300% health.
For my title, don't forget that.
Right.
Of course.
Of course, duh. 0-0 needs to be 0-0 confirmed. No defense. But bots are allowed for fatigue boosts and fan supports.
Indeed.
Okay, and you must use a table, ladder, or chair before every moveset.
Before or after?
Before.
Before, okay, that works.
Okay, so I'm going to read this back again, and it's 300% health, which I actually don't need to read back because, but I do need to put in here 300% health. Now, it's going to be 3 days, so you guys make sure you're not getting, nobody gets counted out on 300% health.
No, it'll be
all
over
right?
quick.
This warning. Oh, all right. So 0-0 confirmed. You must get it confirmed by a GM. That would be me, Shell, the Razor, Judgment, Psycho Girl. Any of them can confirm the 0-0. No defense, but fatigue boost and fan supports are allowed. Must use a table, ladder, or chair before every moveset. Does that sound good?
That's perfect,
is that
buddy.
Right? All right, I'm going to go ahead and hit the button on the match then. I hit it. It has started. Just give me a second, though, to go there and put these tips in there. If it'll load for me. I had a problem with the map loading earlier. I couldn't get to, so we'll see what happens. And yeah, it's still taking its freaking sweet time, too.
Well, there it goes.
All right.
Steffers, I know where you sleep, and I want you to know, be afraid. She put itching powder in my tights. I will be back.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, well. All right. So I put the rules in here. 0-0 confirmed. No defense. FB and FS allowed. Must use a table, ladder, chair before it moves that. I'll put the link to the scene in there as well, so that you guys know where to do. Count. Count.
Oh, count.
Yeah, I forgot to put him through it. I will use it right now. Don't you worry.
Hmm. Hmm. All right. Okay. So, folks, we are here at Boston, the Boston Gardens. Already that match is underway. And I don't see what else is going on. All right. So, Platinum Dragon Championship is underway. I'll post it in the scene as well, I guess. Nope. Never mind. Yeah, y'all can figure it out if you want to go see the link. All right. Anywho, moving right along. And the count hung up, so...
Oh, damn.
Let me get the link again. People are asking for the link. Let me get this. All right, we will be joined by my lovely wife, Shelly Breaker, here eventually. I don't know if she'll be on air, but she'll be in the chat. Not a lot of people here tonight, but that's typical for the pay-per-view, Sunday night. It is what it is, but I didn't announce this last night. I kind of forgot. I am going to do another WrestleMania prediction contest, and the winner will win a company and a bunch of wrestler bucks, so... I don't know if the entire card has been. Oh, for God, I know. Yes, we're doing it during The Walking Dead. That's what VCR. That's what VCRs and VCRs. Oh my God.
Oh no, that's what the replay at 11 o'clock is for.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my word. You people and your Walking Dead.
That's right.
Ay, 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 ay.
It's going to be a good one tonight.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's good. That's interesting.
Yeah, like you care.
Sorry. I don't care. And even though my wife, Shell, she loves that show, but I it just doesn't do nothing for me. I tried watching it a couple times, but I did. Yeah, that didn't do it for me. But, you know, it is what it is, folks. I know how popular that show is, so.
Oh, damn right, man.
But it
is. I've been watching it since the beginning.
I know.
Yeah.
And here she is, ladies and gentlemen. My beautiful
hey.
Wife. My Shelly gorgeous
Kim.
Son.
Hey, Kiki.
It is Shelly, Nathan. Now,
here
I
guys,
got a question.
I brought you
I
some
question,
coffee. I was waylaid by the coffee cart and the paparazzi outside taking pictures. Okay,
so
what?
Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous. But is The Walking Dead on next week, too?
Yeah, next week is the season finale.
Yeah.
And it's 90
okay.
minutes.
So people are complaining because I'm doing my pay-per-view during The Walking Dead tonight. But I don't hear anybody complaining about WWE putting on WrestleMania during the TWD final season finale.
Again, we can watch the replay at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the
Talking Dead will probably be on, too, you know.
Talking Dead will be on at 1 after Comic Book Men.
Yeah. So, see... Yep. And plus we have DVRs, but, well, sorry, we didn't want to catch up tonight.
No.
Sorry, Funny. Dear. We love our Walking Dead. I can't, you know. You like it too, right, Tanky?
Oh, damn, it's my favorite. I just finished
Okay, we'll
so.
Be heading back to the harem and watching that while you're working. Haha. Sorry.
Yeah.
He left.
Put it in you. No, I didn't leave. I'm here. I'm here. I'm just saying. I understand, but see, this is the society we live in now, where we can actually record things and watch them later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that when things important, when important things like this happen, you can come to this and then watch your show later. You can watch it whenever you want. That's a brilliant thing. But okay, at any.
What are you trying to say?
Holy. Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, TV shows these days, you can watch them whenever you want. Radio shows, not so much. Well, then again,
well,
I take that back.
Technically,
you can
listen to the replay whenever.
That's the truth.
Anytime.
Yep. Hey.
And you can download it on iTunes.
Exactly. You can. You can download any episode you hear on the Back to Basics Radio Network via iTunes. Or just go back and listen. Go to the our Facebook page, Back to Basics Radio Facebook page, and all the links have been posted there for your convenience. So you can always go back and listen to them then as well. So, plus I've been keeping a little spreadsheet of all of our episodes, so after hours, so that we can always go back and listen to them whenever we want.
Oh.
Because, you know, someone with my ego, I love going back and listening to myself. And, well, I know you kind of love listening to yourself and me. And yeah, so.
And Tank Girl.
And Tank Girl. Well, let's be honest. And she gets a lot of shit for this, but let's be honest. You can go to any radio show and all of Unstoppable and hear Tank Girl. But anywho.
Yeah, I know.
I had to say it. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean anything. That just means she likes listening to the people of the game she loves talk, whether it be about her or about anything else. So
exactly.
Also,
nothing wrong.
Also, I like to keep informed.
Exactly. And of course, Tank just did his promo in the Unyielding scene, as did his Angel Bitch. I'm getting a lot. I'm liking what I'm seeing in the Unyielding scene thus far. I've got some pretty good promos going on, some good storylines, some good interaction, and that's what you got to do to get your bonus points to get up in the rankings, folks.
Damn right.
You got
that's
to
line number four.
Participate. That's exactly right. That is why you are number four, and that's why people like Hollywood and Griffith, they're, you know, up there as well. So just keep plugging away, folks. Keep plugging away. But
plug away,
yeah,
talk and talk there. And talk. Everywhere you go, you get points.
All right, you know, I don't know if B-Man's around, but I'm gonna go ahead and go do my first move in that match. I do believe I've already been granted a fan support by my lovely wife in there, so I'm gonna go see what I can do against B-Man. Well, as soon as I got the
got
a couple of matches here.
Pa, give me a link.
I'll give you
the fan support too.
Okay, well I only require one per moveset, okay? I don't need people just dumping them on me, because I do honestly believe that screws you up. You know, that can make you fail. Too many fan supports.
It can be your turn to fan support him next time. You can have the next turn.
Yeah, I can't remember who used to call it, but somebody once called it a fail support.
You know, I really think that's true in a way, because I think that's happened to me too, where people do that too much. And it, like, one cancels the other one out, maybe. I don't know.
Very well could.
It's like calculus. I can't figure it out, but.
Why the fuck do we need to know any calculus?
Really? We never needed to know that. They just told us that we did.
Yeah, fuckers. Fuckers.
That's how they are.
That's okay.
So, Tank, isn't this great? We finally have our own show together.
Yeah.
It took us a while, but here we are.
It's the Canadian Corner.
Live with Tank Girl and Shell Kneebreaker.
Yeah. actually, you know what, Shell? What will be even better? You and I need to do a fashion police. Just one.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We got to do that. Oh, it would be so hilarious. Like Joan Rivers.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes. It's just not the same without her.
When can we need to figure out a place where we could do that at. Do you think the Radio Awards would be good?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, because people might get somewhat dressed up. Or let's think on that, because that would be hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that... You know, like if they're not wearing clothes, that's a really bad thing. Sometimes Count Zraithnok does that. He'll just appear in a match in his underwear. But that's another story. Not my match.
Huh? Why? Who?
It's not my match. Just let me just make that clear. I just happened to see him in a mat. Well, anyway, never mind. I think I was doing ranking points. Yeah, yeah.
You were doing what? Huh?
Ranking.
Okay.
Ranking.
Well, that makes sense.
So how's your match going there?
I got off a few moves, but I did fail a spear at the end, so.
It's in the scene there.
Yeah, it's all right. It is what it is. It's early, and I got I got about 84 momentum, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because we have to have Amadeus style, because that's Tank Girl. We love to dance to that. If we don't have that, I don't know what we'll do.
That's my jam, man.
That's my favorite part of the show. Well, it is.
Don't blame you. Can't blame
you
at all.
It's my favorite.
Oh, my word.
I don't think I could live without it, really, to be honest with you. Coffee and Amadeus style. I have to have these things.
Well, at least there's no way in hell that you'll ever never be able to drink coffee, unless there's a coffee shortage in the world, which I seriously doubt.
That's true. If someone made me a no coffee match, that would be terrible. Of course, I would cheat. If they said you could never drink coffee again or something for a month or a week, oh, brother. Oh, my God.
Oh.
You know how I would be? This would be horrifying.
Oh my God! I'd be not that I'm not already, but I'd be bigger.
No coffee would definitely be the end of the world. There is no doubt about that. No coffee and no hair gel.
Look at Hollywood Recruital. Breaking news: world coffee supply disappears.
That's not even funny, Hollywood. That's not even funny. Don't tease us blondes like that.
Yeah, us we're all believing.
But jeez. I'm a strawberry blonde.
It's not actually breaking news. It's breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
So.
Yeah, breaking.
Breaking.
Breaking
news.
Well,
we didn't have the little... breaking news. Well, yeah, we're crazy.
This is what happens when we don't have any coffee.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, please. You don't even want to talk to me then. Oh, it's horrifying.
Oh, please. One time we were out of coffee and I had to go downstairs and get cheap coffee, and it took me like 20 minutes. And by the time she was already tearing her hair, not her hair out. She was like dragging her nails across the couch. That was not good. Yeah,
it's not a pretty sight.
It's not. It really isn't. It's just, yeah.
And if it happens again, I'm growing my own beans.
Hey, you know what?
Growing your own beans.
Tanky, this is a great idea. We need like a, what do you call it, a hydroponics plantation in the RAWF penthouse headquarters. There's all these rooms. We need a hydroponic. We could grow coffee and possibly other things, but we could grow coffee for sure. What do you think?
Things.
Yeah,
that came to my mind. Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, we'll be working on that. That'll be our little farm, right?
Fucking it.
You don't care, do you?
Yeah, just make sure that coffee is the only thing Tank grows. Mm-hmm.
We're
not going to be doing.
The coffee will cover up the smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then we could get a mini donkey.
Yeah.
Valdez.
Yeah.
Mini donkey running around.
I'm sure we could pay him enough to come work for us.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Pretty damn sure. Oh, yeah.
We could get him.
Fucking A. Watch out, world.
Yeah. We're going to have a little farm going.
Yeah, man, we're going to be bigger than Tim Hortons.
I wonder if we could get a cow in there, because then we could have fresh cream. No, I don't know. Can you see Amadeus milking a cow? There's a scary thought.
I am not. You know, it's bad enough that I'm. It's bad enough that I'm going to have to do certain things in another company that I just joined. Okay, it's bad enough. I'm glad I'm doing it because I plan on being top dog in that company, and I realize that that's what you got to do to get there. But. Yeah, that's the only place any of that's going to happen, and don't, yeah.
So you're saying that
polishing the chrome on your,
Yeah, polishing my chrome. You have to polish my chrome.
I will polish your chrome. I will do whatever they ask me to, so I can get my patch, get move up in the ranks from the Brotherhood of Violence. But I will not. Don't better not be asking me to milk any cows over there. That's just utterly ridiculous.
Tank, send Big Daddy a text.
Tank?
They need to get a cow over there in the clubhouse. Just picture it. Picture it in your mind. Lord Amadeus in the clubhouse milking a cow. That's all
milking
I'm saying.
A cow.
Yeah.
Tank, do you want to be...
Oh, I'm not
remember
in
what
TV
happened
anymore,
last
so.
Paper?
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm glad, too. It's okay. It's all good.
Sweet.
Milk cow is utterly ridiculous.
Okay, that's funny.
I said it first. He's just repeating what I said. See? He's just doing what I did.
I didn't get it when you said it. Oh, I'm glad he put it in the chat. Because I didn't even get it. I don't listen to him. I hear every other third word because I've been married to him for so long that I don't hear every word that he said. But I adore you. I do. I do, but I can't help it. What? I can't hear you.
Thank you.
What'd you say?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What?
I said thank you, dear.
Oh,
well,
okay.
We've already been
here
on the air 45 minutes. This is actually gone quick. But we'll take a quick song break here, folks, and we'll be back here on RAWF and Yielding live from the TV Gardens in just a few moments. And since the match is not officially over, guess what I'm going to play?
Yay!
Yeah.
Amadeus style, LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh, you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know. So let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can go toe. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 you all down to a place called Fubar City. It's where I am from, and believe me, it's not pretty. You don't get messed up because I'm on the committee, and we don't take pity. Hey, watch my hair. You people need to learn not to pull my golden hair. God damn it, Shifty, I said not to touch my golden hair. All the fans want a lock of my golden hair. Yes, my golden hair. I will quench your thirst for carnage like Gatorade. I'm renegade.
And when it is all over, I will attain, I will reign, till all you peons and you pansies feel the pain. Amadeus style. LA style. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. It takes forever just to get it to the perfect tone. Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. Yes, I know it smells better than my cologne. That's what I'm saying. Amadeus style. Fuba City. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. Fuba City. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style.
Garden here in Boston, and we have a match, probably the big match of the night, underway as we speak. Count Zrathnok defending his Platinum Dragon Championship against John Taylor. I will put you the link in the match because it's been going fast and furious. It's been going back and forth. I mean, they've been using chair shots and tables and everything. They've been anything they can get their hands on. There's the link, because right now it's back and forth. Although Count right now looks to be a little less worn down than John, but it's still early, still way too early to call, just because 300% health, for crying out loud. Right now, John Taylor picks Count up, pile drives him through the announce table. Oh, that had the smart, and then backbreaker. Wow. And this is early, but it's already been pretty damn violent. Both men showing signs of injury. Hopefully so far it's just minor and they're going to be able to continue throughout the whole match, but we'll see. I know I unmuted you, Shell, right?
Yes.
Hello, Shell?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, I unmuted
Well,
Penny.
I was watching the match.
Mm-hmm.
And,
good match.
Kelly looking on from the stage. John finds a ladder and he places it. He delivers a devastating backbreaker. Devastating backbreaker onto the ladder. And then a good stomp to the kisser for good measure. John now has turned this around. He could get me back in this. And is that Lederhosen? Is that Lederhosen Count's wearing?
Indeed.
He's actually
is.
Wearing Lederhosen. Shell, is
Canada
that a fashion faux pas? Leader
and a naughty.
Canada tights, Lederhosen, and spiked wrist braces with a crown.
He kind of, I think, you could say he kind of works it, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I put, being Canadian and all, I don't know if I'd put the Canadian tights under the Lederhosen.
No,
he
could just use regular tights.
Or no tights.
John's
yeah.
really taking the count right now. Just
then we
really
can see his knees.
Come on, son.
We might be seeing him without his title if this keeps up, because right now John is just on a tear. Nice. He finds a baseball bat and hits Count in the chest with it, a.k.a. a backhand chop. But he swings and misses one last time. Count was able to duck under, so now Count's got to get back into this. He still has a decent lead in health, though. So it's not quite. This is going to be a long match. I have a feeling this one may take us the entire show.
Yeah.
Steph on there eating popcorn.
Yeah.
Count is sending text messages asking for fan support. Ha! You can't use fan support in that match.
Actually, yes, you can.
You can?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Yes. Fan support and boosts are allowed. Yes.
Okay.
And zero must be confirmed.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm saving all my fan supports for you.
Yeah, mine are being spent elsewhere.
I appreciate it. Well, right now, it's... And then, of course, there's Nikolai Crypt waving the Russian flag violently. He always waves it violently. Does anyone ever wave a flag nicely anymore? I don't.
Well, us Canadians do, because, well, that's just because we're polite and all.
Oh, crap. I did make the match no botch. You can't fan support or fatigue boost. Crap, how did I do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it really was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was because I had a friend from college that was going to fan support him.
Yeah. Come on, son.
Okay.
Do what I taught you.
Oops.
You know how to fight hardcore.
Well,
you know how to fight hardcore.
I think what happened is I set the FUBAR City title match ready for that, and I don't know how that happened. My apologies. Well, hell, that's okay.
That's okay. Things happen. It's wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. They'll just have to suck it up, Buttercup.
Well, you can't FS in the match, Kelly.
That's why I hate doing matches with so many damn steps. We don't want to do no defense, but we want to use fatigue boosts and fan supports. Like, oh, come on.
It gets a little confusing. Well, you know, I'm in another company, if you don't mind my saying that. You know, it's from someone who was in RAWF, has a company, and they have a lot of good stuff happening, but they have these matches where you can only do such and such thing or such and such thing, and they put it in the title, but I still mess them up every time. So I just, the simpler the better for me, Shell Kneebreaker, because I can't remember all that.
It's a blonde thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some peanuts.
The blonde thing, I guess.
Oh, I want some. Can I have some?
Of course.
Thanks. You want some, L.A.?
Sure,
sweetheart. But we better not feed them to him, because remember what happened the last time. Here, just take them out of my hand.
That was grapes.
Grapes, and you almost choked it up. So here, just take them out of my hand.
You can feed me penis.
Okay, well, here.
I'm trying to call them. I'm trying to call him that, so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't chew it first, and then...
You sure that's peanuts?
Take girl, hand it to me.
Of course it's peanuts.
You're
the
sure?
Barbecue peanuts. Yes, barbecued peanuts.
Okay, barbecued peanuts.
My favorite.
That's probably why they taste... They're really good, though.
Yeah, they are. Oh.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, there is a match. Screw the match. We'll just eat peanuts for the rest of the show. No, I didn't know. Back to the match, actually. Or wait, no, let's see. Good Lord, so much goes on. Kurt Count failed to call. And now Tank and Nikolai going at it while she eats her peanuts. We're waiting on John. Let me check. Yes, dead air. It happens. Get over it.
Oh, what?
Oh, well.
No. What?
What?
Oh, well, what? What, huh? What, Tank? What?
Oh, well. I don't know.
Just oh wow.
Oh well, I thought you said oh. I thought she said oh, oh wow. It's like oh she got something to. Oh well.
Oh okay, it's the accent. Right. That's what it is.
Or the peanuts.
Yeah, or the peanuts and the accent. Or you're just exhausted from all this math studying.
Yeah.
Tanky, how do you curse in Canadian? Can you do a little? Yeah. How do you guys curse in Canadian?
What? How do you what in Canadian?
She cursed in Canadian.
So I figured I wouldn't curse in Russian. I'd curse in Canadian. It's not Russian.
What is it? Like, fuck you, eh? I don't know.
Yeah, go blow a goat, eh?
Oh, I like
go blow
that.
A goat. There you go.
But don't let Ricky hear you say that.
I know, right?
He's not a goat blower. He's a goat scratcher.
Scratcher. Yeah, but he might get upset. I don't know. Animal cruelty.
Meanwhile, this match is going very slow. Because
well, there they go.
Of...
They're take it's taken yeah. off. Well, yeah, here we go.
Oh, uh-oh, John just missed a bet, missed a chop, or missed a hit with a chair. Count, got to get back into this now. Right now, all the momentum is with John. All right, well, we'll get back to that. I'll keep you guys updated on that match sparingly because it's going to take a while. I have a feeling if we're lucky, it might end before this show's over. We'll see.
When's next pay-per-view?
Good question.
Well, it's next month. So The Walking Dead won't
Yeah, it'll be,
be
next month. Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we have, I may set it for May 3rd, give plenty of time to build for the match. This is the 22nd, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I vote yes for the next pay-per-view.
As long as there's no WWE pay-per-view going on, as long as WWE's pay-per-view is
Well, maybe you should.
Right now, Count. Now, Count has taken back the advantage. He has he rattled off quite a few successful moves and he brainbustered Johnny on the ladder. Ooh,
ow.
Dang! That had to hurt.
Yeah,
that had to hurt. These two are very methodical in their interaction of each other.
Count Dracak has a lot of strength to be able to do that. Okay, well, it's time for my limos here, so I have to go now.
Do you really?
Do what now?
Yeah, my limo's here. So
why?
I have to go. Yeah, I really have to go. Really.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
You really have to go? Are you really? Or you're going to go watch The Walking Dead, aren't you?
Right, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
You can watch it at 11 o'clock, woman.
I can't stand it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Here's what's going to happen tonight on The Walking Dead. This is my question.
Steven.
We're gonna see zombies, and they're gonna make noises, and they're gonna kill somebody. Somebody's gonna die, and a new character, an old lady from across the pond, and
oh stop!
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Oh, okay.
And there'll be a gratuitous sex scene as well.
Oh, well, then I gotta go. Bye.
You know, like the one with Abraham and Rosita in the library where
Yeah,
you
really
watch it? Remember
that
one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, you just got to find out.
That was a good one. Yeah, now I'm thinking about that. Thanks. So, oh, I got to go because Hollywood's saying, hurry, it's starting. Oh, he has a TV in the limo. So, good luck, everyone, on everything, and you too. Now you have your alone time. There you go.
Hi.
Oh, my word.
See you later. Bye. Like, say bye-bye. Bye to me. Say bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Bye.
Aww.
The Walking Dead. It's all about The Walking Dead, apparently. Meanwhile, back at the wrestling match.
Uh-huh. I checked my mouth.
John trying to make a comeback. John's trying to make a comeback here.
Yeah.
It's going slow because they have to type in between everything. So I appreciate that, though. They're both doing a very good job with making it interesting. Unfortunately, it's hard to call a match going so slow. But it is what it is. I am trying to look up a date for when WWE's pay-per-view after WrestleMania is so that I don't schedule our pay-per-view at the same time. They've changed the damn page. Plus the internet's revolutionary again. Let's see here. Looks like it'll be Extreme Rules. When is Extreme Rules? And when their schedule is Extreme Rules in WWE.
Mm-hmm. Come on, son. Do what I taught you.
And it will be from Chicago, Illinois, April 26th. So, that's when Extreme Rules is. So, yeah, May 3rd right works.
Wow, May already, huh?
May 3rd.
Wow, it'll be May already.
It'll be very soon, yes. So, R.A.W.F. Immortal will be May 3rd. Where? I will let you guys know. I'll make it a sign, try to sign a big arena for that. At anywho. What is going on?
No, I have to look. It looks like we're at a standstill for the moment. Or maybe I just need to refresh the damn mess.
And welcome Griffith, the immortal Davion, to the chat. How you doing tonight, Griff? Another one in the battle royal there, so... All right. I'll try to keep an eye on the Platinum Dragon Championship match and see if there's any updates for you guys later. But so you excited for WrestleMania next week, Tank? Are you gonna watch it? You gonna go watch it somewhere?
Of course. Yeah, I'm gonna sit here and watch, like, you know, I get a free stream, so yeah, I'll sit here and watch it. Wouldn't like it.
And what are you looking forward to most? Which match are you looking forward to most?
Oh, well, apparently Sting and Undertaker are supposed to be going at each other, so I'm looking forward to that.
No.
No?
No. No.
No? I don't want Sting wrestling anymore. So I don't...
No, Sting is wrestling Triple H.
Excuse me. Slap your hand. Slap the hand. Yeah, Triple H, excuse me, I'm looking
forward
to that.
And Undertaker is wrestling Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, excuse me. See, I got them mixed up. Put the joint down.
You got Sting and Bray Wyatt mixed up?
Look, I'm high and I
mix put the joint.
People up.
Put the joint down. Don't make you another mistake like that, I may make you dance the rest of the
day. Oh God. Oh man. That wouldn't be good, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll be careful next time.
My feet hurt for a week last time.
But yeah, you got Roman Reigns taking on Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Sting taking on Triple H. Undertaker taking on Bray Wyatt. You got John Cena taking on Rusev for the United States Championship. A six-man ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship with Bad News Barrett, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, R-Truth, and Dean Ambrose. That's going to be a good one. You got Andre the Giant Memorial Royal. Anyone can win that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I'm not sure what else. If there's a tag team championship match or not. Oh, you got Randy Orton taking on Seth Rollins. That'll be another good match. So, yeah. It's going to be loaded. And, of course, we don't know what celebrities are going to show up. You never know what celebrities will show up and who's going to sing what or do what.
Who's doing the national anthem this year? You know? Plus, you got the Hall of Fame.
They don't do the national anthem. They do America the Beautiful for the most part.
Okay, America the Beautiful.
No one ever did I think the only time the national anthem was sang at WrestleMania was actually the two times it's been in Toronto.
Well, I've always thought you guys had two national anthems. Seriously. I thought they were both kind of anthems. They're sung equally as much, and then you got God Bless America, so that makes three.
America the Beautiful is more like I suppose you could call it an anthem, but it's more of a sidekick to our real anthem.
Yeah, I know. I'm not being disrespectful. I just know you guys have three big songs for your country. Oh, yeah, three big songs.
All right, folks, we're going to take another song break here real quick just because things are going a little slow. When we get back, I'll update you on the Platinum Dragon Championship and see if there's anything else going on. We'll be right back. This is RAWF Unyielding live from Boston.
Remember me for still doing
All right, we're back here on RAWF Unyielding, the Unyielding pay-per-view. And the match still going for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Right now, Count has a major advantage. He just drop-kicked John through. Oh, damn. It's just getting nasty out there. Getting nasty. We'll see who
succeeds. Do what I told you to do. Seriously,
what did you tell him to do?
Odd. I can't tell you what I told you. Then Count will hear and then everybody know.
Well, you got a point.
Yeah.
All right, link to the match, Griffith. I'll give you a link to the match. But, anywho, you know, I might just cut this off early just because it seems like everyone wants to go watch The Walking Dead anyway, so.
No, I'm not watching it until 11.
Well, yeah.
If anybody feels like they want to call in, now's the time to do it. Let's go all the way up, hit the handy-dandy blue Skype button, or you can dial 646-478-0073. Get to Colin.
We'd love to get some callers, for sure.
Well, Griff, we got you for the next 45 minutes. Call in, fucker.
Oh.
Well, you
but
can
yeah, I'm looking forward
yourself
to
on air, Griff. Come on. Yeah, what? Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, it sucks that a lot of these people can't call into these shows, you know? It does.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's a lot of people. Tough. So, Tank, if there's anybody unstoppable you've never heard call into a show before, who would it be that you'd love to hear that you've never heard on air?
Never, ever heard on air. I don't believe I've heard Tazzy on air. I don't think I've heard her on air. Love to hear her on there. That'd be cool. No one's heard them on there. Wow. You know, but just a lot of people have called in, and sometimes it's hard to remember who hasn't. But, yeah. Aria, we've heard you on air. Hello, sweetheart.
Ah, yes. The sweet vocal melodies of Aria Blackbird. She actually is.
Oh,
she, of course, defending her multimedia championship this week.
Mm-hmm.
She is defending her multimedia championship this week against Big Bowden, so. And there's her father, Draven Blackbird.
Hey,
man,
Draven.
Who also may have a chance at the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. I wish you good luck in our match, Draven. It's going to be a hell of a good match, like always.
No, that's right. That's right. You have Draven in the first round of that battle royal.
Yeah, I always get a good match at a Draven.
One of you.
Always. One of us will move on, and one of us will be crying. What's going on with that? Well, my son's still fighting. Fighting his ass off. Come on, son. Do what I taught you. Oh, really? You want to go? Now you want to go over him? Oh, excuse me. I got to go and hurt somebody.
All right. Unfortunately, my internet always runs slow for some reason when I'm doing a radio show, so it's taking me forever to refresh and find out what's going on in that match. So bear with me.
Good.
What do you mean, huh, Draven? You're in the Battle Royal for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship for the next pay-per-view. Your opponent in the first round of that Battle Royal is Tank.
Don't worry, Arya.
And Arya is...
Don't worry. I hope it's early in the match.
Right now, Count's still with a major points advantage, but John has whittled it down a little bit and is continuing to try to do so. Oh, but another drop kick from the Count off of the ladder. Dang.
I think you're anger out on me, you big Russian bear. You might care alone.
Yeah, and Griffith's got a point. There's more action outside the ring than in. too many people doing too many things.
Sounds like when wrestling comes to Toronto and a fight breaks out in the stands. Kelly, just go sit down, honey. Stay out of his way, jerk.
Kelly, you should be resting up for your matches. You have a couple too. Kelly fighting, taking on Judgment in a Girl Scout cookie match. If she loses that, she's gonna have to be selling Girl Scout cookies all week in the REWF commissary in full Girl Scout attire. I may add.
Oh, come on, son.
All right. Well, John's got to do something here. He's got to go on a tear. Otherwise, it's not looking too good for him right now. He looks a lot more beaten up than Count at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, it's always hard to tell when a guy's been beaten up when he's wearing lederhosen.
All right, Kelly, go rest up. Go with the MCs, honey. Let them do their job. Don't get some acupuncture while you're at it.
You do love giving medical advice, don't you, Tank?
Yeah, well, I'm a healer and all, so in my spare time.
Couple of hip tosses by John now, trying to work his way back into this sucker.
Come on, son.
And, of course, the Platinum Dragon Championship, as we all know, is a memorial to one, the great, late, great Xanthar the Platinum Dragon.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace. Count trying to hold on to that title for all he's worth. John trying to gain that title. It's one of the few other than the World Heavyweight Championship that he hasn't held. He is a multi-time FUBAR City champion, multi-time national champion. I believe he's won the men's title a few times as well. So he has been laden with gold since RAWF started almost 2 years ago. It's been almost 2 years, Tank. Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, I can't, to be honest. Wow. I didn't think it had been that long. Interesting.
Now John's got himself a good run going here. Will it be enough, though? Will it be enough? Because Count still has a major health advantage in this.
Yeah.
he's going to need some luck to get back into this one. And Count apparently is unyielding. And John finally misses a stomp. Count gets out of the way. Now it's Count's turn to see if he can work John down some more. For the 0-0.
That's right. Keep stomping a mud hole in him, son. That's the key.
Count now. Chop. CFP. Armbar. Side headlock. This is not good for John. This is not what he wanted to see right here. It's not what.
I'm just remembering all the little side bets.
Oh, boy. And there's so many of them, I can't even know them all.
Yeah. Come on, son. Oh, man. It's the beginning of the end.
This is not looking good for John.
Nope.
Not looking good for Grapp at all.
Oh, damn.
This is looking quite grim for the ferocious grappler. Accept the end of all things and then you'll know peace. The Count screams.
Oh.
Then hits. And then gets him with another drop kick. Oh.
Oh. Jeez, mercy.
Both men have welts all over them from the chairs and the tables and the ladders. This is just grueling. Absolutely grueling. And Arya Blackbird is yelling boobies in the chat. Okay. I thought that was her daddy's thing, but apparently now, well, we won't.
Oh, it's mine. I guess it's mine, Arya's and Draven's thing. Like it. Well, he yells it, I flash him.
Right. Well, John now trying to get back into this. He has got to get some luck going on here. A chop, hip toss. And why is Nikolai spitting on our graphics here? John or Crypt.
Oh man.
I have to look in. That is. We need someone out there to clean that up, please.
It's just wrong.
And a hip toss into the steel chair. Another hip toss into the steel chair. Count now taking some abuse. Oh,
damn.
Count now reeling from a chop. And then a pile driver. This has been one of the most brutal matches, not just to watch, but to call in all my years of calling in matches in RAWF and other in CSW.
Wow.
The most brutal. And we're talking more boobies in the chat. More about boobies, yes. You're right, Arya. Boobies are gifts from the gods. I totally agree with that. But now, John trying to stay in this one. He's got to hope that Count stumbles in his next, once he gets the advantage again. Because right now, he's on a tear, but the health advantage still heavily in Count's favor. Oh, nice spear. That helped a little bit. That got down a little bit more.
Come on. Come on, son.
We got about 32 minutes left to go in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone want to take bets on whether this match will be over by then?
This is a match that never ends. Long ass match. So if you continue to stay and listen to this match, bless you.
Another now and another chop by John knocks him down just a little bit more, but a swing and a miss on that second chop. All right, can count be signal the beginning of the end to John here, or is he gonna a hip toss by the count, a backhand chop, no draft for a fan. So the momentum back on his side, he's whittled John down some more now. He just has to keep this up and pray for no fails. And I don't know why Aria's crying, but she likes cookies, apparently. Okay.
She loves her cookies.
And, oh my gosh, that's some big boobs you guys are posting out there in the chat. What the heck?
Aria keeps yelling boobies. You do five spaces in between, you get nice boobs. Or seven spaces if you're not making them.
Good Lord.
This show is all about tables, ladders, chairs, and boobies. Okay. Wonderful.
Bye-bye. Tits. They're a wonderful thing.
Well, it's not looking good for John at this point.
No,
it is not.
Not.
We wait for Count to make another move.
Looking pretty shitty.
John is going to need a miracle. Count's grabbing two tables in the ring. He sets one up and then the other one on top of the first. Uh-oh. What's he going to do here? What's he going to do here?
Come on, son.
Oh, a vertical suplex through the tables. Ooh, ouch.
Ah, shit.
Ouch. That could signal the beginning of the end.
Uh-huh.
But he could not hit the pile driver. John's got one, maybe, this could be John's last chance here to get himself back into this. I don't see it happening, but we shall see. And Draven's sliding tic-tacs to count. Okay. Hey, don't never look a gift tic-tac in the mouth there, Count.
You saying he's got nasty breath, Draven?
We've got boobies and tic-tacs going air, flying everywhere, folks. This is a crazy match.
Nuts. Come on. Clean and clear and under
he's
control.
He's going to need... He's going to need Count to fail on his next moveset. Otherwise, it's over. And now, coconut. No, Draven's handing out coconut. Can't he, John? Coconut.
Smash him in the head with it, John.
Is this shades of Roddy Piper and Jimmy Snuka? What's going on?
I know, right?
This is the longest match in RAWF history, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to history. We appreciate you listening. But it is the Platinum Dragon Champion, the second Platinum Dragon Championship, the second most coveted belt in all of Unstoppable, next to the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. So,
which will be mine. It will be mine.
Oh, thank you. That's about...
You're looking to hold that sucker for a second time, are you?
Damn straight.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, the girls love the gold.
Well, we're waiting on John to do something as he stumbles around the ring looking really torn up.
Come
on. 26 minutes, guys.
26 minutes.
I've run out of things to talk about. WrestleMania.
Me too.
Tired of talking about WrestleMania.
Yeah, you don't watch Walking Dead, so you can't talk about that.
I don't. Yes, please, let's not. Let's
well,
not.
I can say one thing. All I have to say is anybody who watches Walking Dead, you got to agree with me when I say that Deanna looks like Bruce Jenner.
Deanna looks like who?
Bruce Jenner.
Rusev? Oh,
you don't know.
Bruce Jenner. I thought you said Rusev.
No, looks like Bruce Jenner.
Right. I'm like, there's a girl in there that looks like Rusev.
Oh, Griffith.
Oh, Griffith, yes, you are the number
top
one.
Rank.
This is true. Yeah. Griffith is the number one wrestler in RWF at the moment. However, let's see if he can prove it in the Battle Royal.
I know, right?
Let's see if he can.
Oh, you think you're getting, you think you're going to get your push and actually go for the big belt, buddy? If you face me? No, no, you're not.
Hey, if he does at this early stage of his career, he could definitely be considered a rookie of the year, something that Hollywood Rick Brutal won in 2010. So,
it's true.
But we're still waiting on John to do something here. Nobody's done anything in there since Draven handed John. So. I'll get off that match for now. I could be playing Super Card right now, guys. Come on.
I'm sorry. That's tiny.
Did you say tie you up?
No.
I'm like, that,
not
you know, that
here.
Stuff waits till we get home, you know. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Not here.
Just making sure.
Of course.
I know you're bored, but geez, you know, wait till we get back to the hotel.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. If anything, wake up, John. Someone wake him up.
Come on,
wake
John. Up. Let's go.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Oh,
someone,
damn.
I refreshed, and there's now a bunch of stuff that's coming. This is not. It looks like it's
damn.
Almost over here.
Yeah.
One more move could do it. Can Count pull off one more move? One more move could end it all. He got him. Be over neck scissors. I see 0-0. I'm gonna confirm that right now. Actually, confirmed, not coin-firmed. And it looks like Count Zrathnok is going to successfully defend his Platinum Dragon Championship. And I got a whole bunch of other goodies, some side bets that he wins. I believe John's new bride has to be his.
Oh. One last. Leia's a slave. Kelly has to polish his title.
One,
and
two, three. It is over.
It's over.
It is finally over. The winner and still Platinum Dragon Champion is Count Zraithnok. And I believe Count is slowly but surely making his way back up here to our announced position.
Lord Amadeus, Lord Amadeus. Whew, that, I'm bleeding a little bit. I got some his blood, some my blood. I don't know whose blood is where. I had him dangled over a barricade. I drop kicked him. I felt like RVD. I see the presses are buzzing. I hear the beeps you're having from your monitors. Oh, it's going to be talked about. I have now Kelly polishing my title. I earned it back yet again. It's my title. I've proven it here again tonight. But I also have his wife as a slave, and she'll be like a butler or a maid, if you will. I have many dirty rooms and naughty places to, you know, that need fixed cleaning, you know, as it will.
Well, that sounds very lovely.
He stole my title. I had to walk away with my own possession. You know what I mean? He stole mine. I stole his.
Although you did miss all the boobies action while you were defending your title, but that just happened.
They were in the crowd. I saw a little bit. I felt like I needed to have Jerry Springer beads, but I just did not have any handy at the moment. I gotta say, I enjoyed the show, ladies, and thank you for those gigantic grandma titties. I don't know what else to respond to this other than I am proud to be the Platinum Dragon Champion. And Johnny, good fight. You made it a war. I knew it would be nothing less. So I commend you in defeat, and it was an honor to go toe-to-toe with you yet again. But
all
I believe
right.
The paramedics will be coming
for
you very soon to book you back into the hospital room you booked for yourself.
And that ring needs to be cleaned and desanitized. We got coconuts, tic-tacs, ladders, chairs. Just all kinds of crap out there.
Well, it looks like the dancing bear is about to go down the ring.
So, with that being said, folks, I think we're going to go ahead and call it a night just because I really don't have much else to say or do. All the matches. Oh, what's that? Tank, link to your match with Mr. Crip? Is it over?
Almost.
Let's take a look. Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. Okay.
All right, then. Well, is everybody going? I don't know. What you want, Bob?
All right, folks. I will talk to you all later. We'll see you all next week on REWF After Hours this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We will talk about all the results from Unyielding, and then we will move on towards the big one, the big pay-per-view, REWF Immortal, May 3rd. Good night, everybody. I'm just getting out of here. Is that show over yet? Good night, everybody.
Night.